From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Spain's Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy has given the Catalan regional government 8 days to clarify its intention to declare independence. Mr. Rajoy said if Catalonia declared independence, regional president Carles Puigdemont will be asked to inform Madrid by Monday. If independence was declared, he said, Catalan will have 3 more days to rescind it. Puigdemont Tuesday said he had a mandate to declare independence, but suspended it pending talks with Madrid. The Speaker of the Catalan Parliament, Carme Forcadell, warned that Spain and a harsh response would only create the opposite effect that it wants. She said you cannot use repression to stop a democratic process. The European Commission's Valdis Dombrovskis said the EU supports efforts to promote Spanish unity.
We trust that Spanish institutions, Prime Minister Rajoy, with whom President Juncker is in constant contact, and all political forces who are working towards a solution within the framework of Spanish constitution, and we are supporting the efforts to overcome division and fragmentation to ensure unity and respect of Spanish constitution.
Under that constitution, Spain can dismiss the Catalan government, impose direct rule, and call for new elections. The Electoral Commission in the Democratic Republic of Congo Wednesday said a presidential election to replace Joseph Kabila cannot take place before 2019. The commission said it would need more than 500 days to organize the poll once voter registration is complete. Mr. Kabila has already served the constitutional limit of 2 terms, was supposed to be replaced in an election in November. An agreement with the opposition set the election for sometime in 2018. This is VOA News. In Northern California, the death toll is now 23 as firefighters, faced with high winds and low humidity, battle out-of-control wildfires that have destroyed homes and businesses by the thousands. Hundreds are missing and unaccounted for. More than 20 blazes have scorched nearly 70,000 hectares across 9 counties since Sunday. Kevin De Leon is leader of the California State Senate.
This is absolutely devastating. It's heartbreaking. It is crushing. This looks like another planet when you see these homes that have been reduced to rubble, cars that are burned out, and my deep concern, obviously, is the continued forecast with the high winds that may whip up the fires.
The Sonoma County city of Santa Rosa is hardest hit, with blocks of neighborhoods virtually obliterated by fire. President Donald Trump Wednesday said North Korea and its nuclear missile threat poses a problem that has to be solved. Mr. Trump acknowledged he has a different attitude on North Korea than others, but that it's his attitude and opinion that matters.
I think perhaps I feel stronger and tougher on that subject than other people. But I listen to everybody, and ultimately, I will do what's right for the United States, and really, what's right for the world.
In a later interview, the president said he can't let this go on. He praised China for being helpful. Meanwhile, North Korea's foreign minister told Russia's state-run TASS news agency, Mr. Trump has lit the wick of war with North Korea, and he will pay with a hail of fire. A UN Human Rights report accused Myanmar security forces of brutally driving out more than 500,000 Rohingya Muslims from northern Rakhine State, destroying homes and crops to ensure they don't return. Thomas Hunege is a member of the UN Human Rights Office mission to Myanmar, also known as Burma.
The credible information we gathered indicates that the destruction of Rohingya villages in northern Rakhine States and other serious human rights violations committed in the aftermath of the 25 August attacks were executed in a well-organized, coordinated, and systematic manner.
The UN Security Council is set to be briefed Friday by former UN Chief Kofi Annan. UN Political Affairs Chief Jeffrey Feltman will visit Myanmar Friday. In Syria, 3 suicide bombers blew themselves up near police headquarters in Damascus Wednesday, killing at least 2 others and wounding several. The attack claimed by Islamic State. The head of Hamas said the militant Palestinian group has reached agreement with a rival Fatah faction on aspects of a reconciliation effort during talks in Egypt. Both sides have been meeting there since Tuesday in a bid to end their decade-long split. Provisional election results in Liberia's election are expected Thursday following Tuesday's election to succeed outgoing leader Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. Some 20 candidates are vying for the post. A runoff could be held November 7th. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.